We're learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Samech Daled and Amud Beis. The Mishnah says all the different things that Aisha could go out with. Yaitzi Aisha Bechutei Sar, Bein Mishalom, Bein Mishal Chavetu, Bein Mishal Behema, that she could use Chutei Sar, which go and hold the hair, because like the Gemara says earlier, the Chutei Sar, not a Chatzitza, the Chutei Tzemer, the Chutei Pishtin, the Ritzuris Barashi Abanesh, the Mishnah in the beginning, Asid, because it's a Chatzitza for Tefillah, but the chutei sar, that's kasha, gabi kasha, the water can get through, it's not a chatzitza, and we mainly don't have the problem. But the tefes of a servitim is manchein tfurim bekavel. She also go out with the jewelry of tefes and servitim, the headband, and the things coming down on the side of her face. If they're sewn into the, if they're sewn into the svacha, to the head covering, because she won't be able to take it off. She doesn't want to uncover her head. And mekavel u'peya nachris l'chatzir. Mekavel, like we had the sugi before, it's a keeper shel tzemer, or kavel da'avda. We're ma'arech before about it. And the peya nachris, here the Mishnah introduces a peya nachris. And Rashi says, kli asar tusha. It's here that's twisted together. It's a ras al sar im kli asa shetira tira bal asar. You put together other here that's tulusha, that's not attached together with her regular hair, so she should look to have like a lot of hair. So here's where there's a big sugya of the Shiltei Gibayim that he says here on the Rif. He says that from here he sees a heter to go out with the sheitel. But peya nachris to go out with here with the sheitel, he calls it a different name. And he says, al karech we're talking about a married woman, because the Gemara says it's mutish leitis gana al bala. And we see clearly there wouldn't be an Isser of Priyas Reish of going with an uncovered head, or an Isser of Sar B'Isha Erva, because Sar B'Isha Erva only applies to the hair that's actually attached to her skin, and you could see the skin with the hair. And he holds there's no chilik if it's her own hair or someone else's hair, as long as it's detached. And he says you can't say that the Peya Nachris was covered, because if the Peya Nachris is covered, so what does she gain? No one sees the hair anyway. It's covered. So what does she gain by it? How is that a kishut b'chlal if it's covered? So it must mean that it's uncovered and it's mutter. Hazoizak d'shul d'gibarim. He also writes this in Masechtas Nazir, Daf Chav Chesam Beis, on the side of the Gemara, because there the Gemara was discussing if the husband could be mefer the neder nazir of his wife after she already brings the karbanis. Is it negayatim? You can only be mefer and neder if it's negayatim. So once she already brought the karbanis, it's no longer negayatim. So the Gemara says he could, because he could say he doesn't want it to shave the head. But Rameya holds no. That's what Rameya holds. But the Tanakhama holds no, because it's Efshe B'Peya Nachris. He doesn't need her to have hair, because she could always put on a wig. So therefore, it would be okay if she, it's not negayatim if she has a shaved head, because she could always wear a wig. That's what the Gemara says. So there also, Rabbi Shua Bayas, he was the one that wrote the Shiltei Gibayim. He also wrote the Maseiros HaShas, besides for the ones in the brackets. That was written by Rabbi Shai Pick. Rabbi Shua Bayez was more of a Kadmain. And he wrote there also that from here he has a raya that a married woman could go out with the Peya Nachris with the Sheitel. And Rabbi Shai Pick in the brackets writes that the Be'er Sheva, in the Tshuvas at the end of the Sefer Be'er Sheva, Simin and Ches was Matcha the raya. It's not a long tshuva there, the Sefer Be'er Sheva. It's not actually written by the Be'er Sheva. The Be'er Sheva is Matikit. It's written by Rabbi Yehuda Katz and Ellenbogen, who was a big gadol. And the Be'er Sheva is Matikit, and is myself a little bit to it. But he's ma'arich ma'ay to say that it's avada not true. Avada, woman's not allowed to go out with the sheitel. And it sounds like he has two problems with it. First of all, it's ma'arisayin. If there's an iser to go out b'gili roish, how could you go out with the appearance of being Begili Reish, it should be Maris Hayin. And second of all, it's a Pritzos. If B'nai Yisrael are not supposed to go out with uncovered heads, to go out with the appearance of an uncovered head would be a Pritzos, would be Asra Al-Tznas Yehudis. Like the Gemara in Ksuvis in the 7th Perek, it says that being going out with Pritzos is a problem of Das Yehudis. But he says that the Raya is not a Raya, because he says, Faker, the Rishonim, Rashi, and other Rishonim, the Aruch, the Ran, Kama Rishonim, say the reason why she has a Peya Nachris is because she wants to have more hair. She wants to be Tirah Kabbalah Seir, like Rashi says. And the Gemara there also, the husband didn't want a woman that's megulachet. She didn't want a woman that, with a shaved head like a nazir would have to have. The Gemara says, well, that's okay. You can have it pay an achris. So all it is replacing here. Now here, in Rosh Hashanah, Rabbim has to be covered. You have a kasha, so what does she need here for if it's anyway going to be covered? The teretz is, it's not always covered. It sometimes gets exposed. In the house, he said, Bechlal, in the chatzar, a lot of Rosh Hashanah hold, you don't need to cover it here in the chatzar, only in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Or in a chatzar, it's baki barabim. But in a private chatzar, she doesn't have to keep it here covered. So there it's negay, the pay and achris. Or even if she keeps the hair somewhat covered there, but there might still be hair there. It would make a difference to him. It's a big difference if you have a bald wife with a covered head or with hair. So therefore, she's embarrassed. She doesn't have enough hair. She puts on a pair of nachris. But it's not that the hair should be exposed, just like a regular hair wouldn't be exposed. It's to replace the regular hair. That's the ikka taina. And the other taina is that since the Mishnah only matted at l'chatzir, and the Gemara Nazir also doesn't say to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, so a chatzit is no din of Gili Reish. That's why it's mutter. A Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, if it would be uncovered, and a chenami, it would take the usher al Gili Reish, or al kapanim al tzmaris ayin, or al tzdas yehudis. Now, alach al ha-maisa, there's common poskim on either side. The Shilta Gemara was actually brought by the Darkei Moshe and Hilcha Shabbos in Siman Shin Gimel. It's brought in the Ramah, not over there, but in Siman Ayin Hei by Hilchas Kriyashma, and the Magen Avram, and the Prima Gadim, and the Shulchan Aruch Harav, all agree with the Heter, Al-Gopan and the Prima Gadim, B'makam, that they don't agree with the Heter. But there are a lot of Achreinim that agree with the Be'er Sheva Ta'asir, the Mashal, the Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in the Maruk Tzia, in Arachayim Ayin Hei, and also in the Shelis Yaivitz, and Chelik Aleph, and Simen Tess, and Chelik Beis, Simen Ches and Tess, and the Atzei Arazim, and Evan Ezer is a big gadol, and the Yeshua is Yaakov and Arachayim, and the Chsam Sefer on the Gilyan of the Shulchan Aruch Arachayim. And the Mishaburu says that the B'makam that the Nagu to be Mekel, you could be Seimich on the Matirim, like the Prima Gadim says. So the Mishaburu bothered me a little bit, because he says that the Eishim Asur, because they hold it's Prius Reish and Sar B'Isha Erva. Now there are some Achreinim that do say it's Prius Reish, because Prius Reish they hold B'Ikir is the appearance. But Sar B'Isha Erva, I didn't find. B'Ikir they were saying Alts Maris Ayin or Das Yehudis. They didn't say clearly Prius Reish and Sar B'Isha Erva. Al Kapanim is two Marocha Kereg and Marocha, two Shittis. And Mishnah Berurah paskens when the minig is to be Mekel, you can be Mekel. The one thing that bothers me most about the Shulchan Gevurim in Israel, and I'm bothered that the Achreinim that asked for Eish Tarkanim don't seem to ask this particular kasha. How can he say that the Pei and Nachris is not covered? If the Pei and Nachris is not covered, so what's it sad? Why is the Taka also to go out Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? She can't be Shalfu Machva, she'll be Megala her here. Just like the Tetefis and the Servitim, that a Tvurim to the Svacha is mutter to go out because she won't take off her Svacha because she doesn't want her hair to be uncovered. So who within a Sheitel, how could you possibly ask her going out Rosh Hashanah Rabbim if it's not covered? She can't take it off. That would be Megal HaSar. It's Muchach to say that there's a covering, either unless he holds the covering is on the bottom of the Peyanachris, maybe the Peyanachris is above the covering. For L'chaya, it would sound like the Pei Nachris is below the covering, and just like the Kippur Shel Tzemer, that you could slip it out from under the covering. Sarachian, why no one was married to it? Al-Kabanam Ladina, it's a Machloikis HaPeskim, and the Minig in many places is to be Mekel, and the Kamek Deli Peskim to be Semechon. Now the Mishnah goes on, and says she's allowed to go out with the Merk Sheba Ozna, Merk Sheba Sandala, Merk Sheba Skinla Nidasa. And we'll speak about this Beis Hashem in the next Amud. And the pilpa v'gagol melech v'chol davar sh'noisin l'sech piha. She go out with a pepper or a cube of salt or anything she puts in her mouth. And the Gemara says the pilpa is for re'ech ha'peh and the bul melech is for some chayli shinayim. V'vajli titin l'chatchila b'shabbos. She's not allowed to put it into her mouth l'chatchila on Shabbos. And also, if a muffle attacks, if it fell out of her mouth, she can't return it to her mouth on Shabbos. So Taisus brings down a machlokes of Pyrrhus and the Taisus, if what's the Isser of putting it into a mouth on Shabbos and returning it on Shabbos? Rav Pyrrhus says the Isser is refuah. But Taisus holds us refuah alone, you'd be allowed to return it. You only wouldn't be allowed to put it there lechatchila. You'd be allowed to return it. Because Taisus brings a raya from the fact that you're not allowed to return a retia, you're not allowed to put back a retia, but that's because Shemi and Marech, you might shmir the ointment, but without that, it's mutter. Rabbi Nepiris, Taisus Erevin reads this Taisus, Rabbi Nepiris would hold, they know that when it's refuah, you're not allowed to put it back. But Taisus doesn't hold that way. So Taisus holds the reason why it's asur is because it looks like you're trying to carry it. Now the common afkaminis la halacha between Rabbi Nepiris and the Ri, like we'll explain. First of all, Rabbi Nepiris who asks al refuah, it's not only when you're going out to carry it. It's not even if you're going to stay in the house. You're not allowed to put it in your mouth. You're not allowed to return it. There's an issur refuah. And Taisus holds that it's only because it looks like you're carrying it. There's no issur refuah. That means Rabbi Kveg is bothered. Rabbi Kveg asks the Kashmir and Pyrrhus, it's a riff in Perek Shmei Nishratzim that says that Re'ech HaPeh, there's no problem of refuah. It brings from the Tosefta. It's also a psak in the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Shin Chav Ches. So Chai has Rabbi Pyrrhus Shnim, Bishloim and the other one with the Melach, that was for like a Chayli Shinayim. But the Pilpul is for Re'ech HaPeh. Why is that refuah? But apparently, Rabbi Pyrrhus holds its refuah. So he holds his Anissa Stam to put it in, even when not going out. And according to Taisus, it's dafka when you're going out. So that's one chumra Rabbi Nepiris has. Also, Rabbi Nepiris holds that things that are there, the refuah, you can't be machzir. Taisus holds, even tells you that is the refuah, you're allowed to be machzir on Shabbos. You can't put a lechatchila, but you're allowed to be machzir, dafka retia, that's usir. So these are two nafkaminis in Hilchus refuah. One is pilpul refuah. Rabbi Nepiris holds yes, Taisus holds no. And the second is things that are there already, l'refuah, if it's taka refuah, Taisus holds only by reti and al to be machzir, Rabbi Nepiris holds ul refuah and al to be machzir. Now, when Hilchus carrying, Taisus is l'chumra. Because Taisus holds the issur is because it looks like you're carrying. So Taisus that we have says that, who did the ma'ikshah ba'azna and the ma'ikshah b'sandala and the ma'ikshah skinul l'idasa also would look like you're carrying. So all this din of Vashla Tit Lechachila B'Shavis and not Leitachza would go on all these halachas. According to Rabbeinu Paris, it's only Al Shrefuah. But Lamaisa the Shulchan Aruch is Mavur that it's only going on the Pilpul and the Gagar Melech and the Rambam's also Mavur that way. Now the Rambam reads, he said, could be even if you hold like the Ri that the Isser is because you're carrying, but maybe daf when you put something in your mouth, so no one understands why you're putting your mouth, it looks like you're carrying. Mashenka, when you put a cotton in your ear, or a cotton, it's just, you know, in your dust, or a cotton in your shoe, so everyone understands why you're doing it. There's no haroma that looks like you're carrying in that case. And that's a psak halacha. Another nafkamina, though, is that by retia, which Rabbi Nepiris holds as al shrefuah, the Gemara makes a chilah between if it falls down on the karka or falls on a kli. If it falls on a kli, the Gemara in Erevin says, it's not considered like it fell down. Only if it fell on the floor. So now we'll come out of corner, Rabbeinu Pyrrhus. He holds the Issa here is al-Shrefua, so he'll make the same chilik as the Gemara in Erevin, that stafka if it falls on the floor, not if it falls on a kli. Taisus Yantiv reads this ice in Erevin, and the Magen Avraham brings it down, but the Magen Avraham points out that that's only according to Rabbeinu Pyrrhus. According to the Ri, that the Issa is al-Smerem, Ramis Lahitzi, there's no makam to mechalik between falling on the floor and falling on a kli. And now let's see the Gemara. The Mishnah had said that Aisha go out b'chut desar, and the Gemara says, "Umavash le'tetz yalda b'shel zakeinu v'zakeinu b'shel yalda." The Braisa says a young woman can't go out with the old woman's hair to use as a headband, to use as a something to gather the hair like a ponytail holder, and a old woman can't go out with a young woman's hair. So the Girsa we have is b'shleim zakeinu b'shel yalda shvachula. As zakeinu b'shel yalda, we understand why it's aser. Because it's a shvach, so she might show it. Why would a yalda not be able to go out with the zakeinah as gnayula? And there was an actual girsa that by shvachula v'asil l'chavuye, that she might show it. But yalda b'shel zakeinah, why is it asir gnayula? So Gemara answers, I need to tani zakeinah b'shel yalda, tani nami yalda b'shel zakeinah. So that sounds like a zakeinah b'shel yalda, I mean a yalda b'shel zakeinah is taka mutta to go out. But the problem is the Braisa says it's aser. And the Rambam holds that way. The Rambam apparently learned the Gemara this way, and the Rambam holds this way. The Rambam holds that the only issur is as Kena Michelle Yalda because she's Asila Asuhe, but the Yalda Michelle's Kena, she won't show because it's Gnai law, so it's Taka Mutter. And the Rif is also mashed way. The guy learns the Rif that way because the Rif says Kedina Samba. It's just brought in Kedi. It's not really a. But the Meshach is Mother, like we said, why would you say something in the Brisa that's wrong for Kedi, for Aidi? Aidi doesn't tell you to say something wrong. Aidi could tell you something to say something which is not a Chiddush. Aidi is not going to tell you to say something that's wrong. So the other Rishayim don't learn that way, and that's the Pshat of the Shulchan Aruch. Rashi learns that the Pshat is nothing to do with showing it. They don't show the headbands. They're not really annoying. The Pshat is people will laugh at them. So the Gemara means like this. Because since it's Shmachala, maybe they won't laugh at her. But Yaldim Shalskan is not a Chiddish, am I Gnaihula? So it's not a Chiddish. So Agir says that it essentially takes the Yaldim Shalskan first. So that could be Leizu Avzu. But Taisa says it could be Garis the other way, that it says Kane Mishal Yaldim first, and the Gemara didn't want to say Zuve and Sarach Leimazu, that was the Gemara's Kasha. Taisa also has another Pshat. That it wouldn't have to say Yaldim Shal Zekena because no one ever do it. It's such a weird thing to do. It's a Gnayula. No one ever do it. So you wouldn't have to bother saying it. That could also stim the riff of Kedina Saba. Avad it's Asr, but no one ever do it. So you don't have to bother saying it. Now, like we said, the Rambam holds klar that Yaldim Shal Zekena is Mutter because he holds the Isser is Shalom for Machli, and Yaldim Shal Zekena won't be Shalom for Machli. But all the other Rishayim hold that it's Asr. Because the issue is that they'll make fun of her, and if I'm the Yalmish of Skane Koshkin, they'll make fun of her. Now the Gemara goes weiter. The Gemara brings a Machlekes Rav and Ravanani Bar Sosa Mishmeid Rabbi Yishmol. The Rav says that everything which Chazal asked the Rishus Rabbim is also Asa B'chatzer, except for Kavul and Pei Anachris. And like the Gemara says, the Mishnah is L'charim Mefurish that way, because the Gemara says that you can't go out with Kavul Rishus Rabbim. And here it says you could go out with the kavul and pay nachris b'chatzer. Basis everything else he can't go out in a chatzer. And if Avinani bar Sosa says mishmei der b'shmol, who's a tana and he's polig on the Mishnah, and he holds a kol kavul that everything is mutter to a chatzer. So in the game sak halacha, there's two shailas. First of all, who do we pass like? Do we pass like Rav, or do we pass like Avinani bar Sosa? Taisa says that we pass like Avinani bar Sosa. Because he's a Tana. He said it b'shem Yishmael b'Yosi. Yishmael is a Tana. So I guess he means, you pass like Yishmael b'Yosi, connected Rav, because Rav is an Amayur, and Yishmael b'Yosi is a Tana. But it's a little bit shver, because the Mishnah l'maisa holds like Rav. So maybe we should pass it like the Mishnah. But it brings another time, shall siphon like achar amekel. And I guess for the first shalom, since the word brings it as a machlek is Rav, and Rav anani bar sasa b'shem Yishmael b'Yosi, so we should pass like Yishmael b'Yosi, connected Rav. Or if it's an equal machlekes, we should say, Bishal Seifer Malach Achar Amekel. But Rav Yishenim, the Rambam and the Rif, and the Ramban and the Rashba, they all paskin like Rav, that the Isser is Dafka B'chatzer. But there's a machlekes even according to Rav. Because the Rambam says that the Isser is only B'chatzer She'enu Mu'revis. And the Chayri Yisayin Shal Adavar is that the Rambam holds, why the Asser? They Asser because it's considered a Tzah, even though the Isser is Al Shalfi or Machli. But they didn't make an Issa Shalfi or Machvi Be'etzim. They made an Issa because it's considered a Tzah. So they were Machmet, they considered a Tzah, even in a Chatzah Sheinim Revis. But if you're not going to a Chatzah Sheinim Revis, and you're not going in a place where it's Asa to carry, so they didn't ask for Bechlal. But the Ramban, the Chedushi Ramban, and also the Rajba, they all bring down the Rajba, the Magen Mishnah, the Ram brings down the Rajba. It's in the Avodas HaKodesh, his Sefer Halacha. Says that no, when it says chatzer, it doesn't mean chatzer she'enim revis, it means even a chatzer revis, even a bayis. It means you're not going to wear it altogether. Rashi is also mashman away, because Rashi says that the issur is, because you might bring it out to Rosh Hashanah. If the issur is you might bring it out to Rosh Hashanah, it has nothing to do with whether the place you bring it to is also to carry mutter to carry. That's not the vart. The vart is once it's on you, you might go out to Rosh Hashanah, you'll forget, you'll bring it out to Rosh Hashanah. Rashi is clear mashman away. Rashi the Vemaskel also lots of the chatzer. He says, "Avagav the shoril to tulinu, you lie to be metaltal them." The Torah is kliyin because it says, "Rengu chol keil minit lemechatzer." But miu derech malbish aser the margalei, but afke bein l'shisaram. You might use it, come out to shisaram. That's mashmas aser no matter what. You're not going to wear them even bebayis, and that's the das of the Ramban and the Rajba. So we have three shittas. We have shittas Taisus that passes like a Vanani Basasin, so you even let him go out to a Chatzir She'enim Urevis. We have shittas a Rambam, and the Ran brings it from the Ra'ah, that we pass like Rav, but Rav only asks by a Chatzir She'enim Urevis, al Kapana by a Chatzir Urevis or a Bayis, it's Mutter. And you have the shittas of the Ramban and the Rajba, which pass in like Rav, and also hold that there's no chiluk in Rashi, that also holds there's no chiluk between a chatzah she'enim revis and a chatzah merevis, even a chatzah merevis and a bayis is all aser. And the Shulchan Aruch brings on all three shittas. So the Rishayim ask a kasha and a Ramban, that it says, the Brayser Rashi brought down, it's in Parakira, towards the end, the Shirim, v'anizamah t'bayis serein k'chol ha'kel me'etolim b'chatzah. And the Gemara says, why? Because it's Teres Kliya Lehem. It says that Yilanu be metaltal rings and bracelets and nose rings. If Yilanu even wear them, so what's the Chiddush Yilanu be metaltal them? They're mamish mutter to wear, they're mutter to use. The Gemara is mashma, you can't use them mechalal. It's just they have a Teres Kliya Lehem, so may Yilanu be metaltal them. The Ran says, you have to say that it's talking about that they're already in a chatzah she'enim urevis. So there, you wouldn't be allowed to do anything with them, but you're still allowed to be metal to them, even though you're not allowed to wear them, but you're allowed to be metal to them. They don't have a din tiltul muksa, because you can't wear them, because they're in a chatzah she'enim urevis. Now, Taisus also discusses, lemaisa, the women today do wear jewelry. Even the Rishayim's time, Vaisdais, from the Rishayim's time at least, there was a minute, the women did wear jewelry. The whole parak discusses all the jewelry women can go out with, and you don't find the women doing this halacha. So what's the pshat in that? So Taisus starts, because since he passes like a Vanani Bar Sassan that it's Mutta even in a Chatzah She'enim Urevis, it's only us a Rishus Rabbim, so he says, we don't have a Rishus Rabbim. All our Rishus Rabbim is a Carmelist, because it doesn't have to know your Rishus Rabbim. We don't have 16 Amis, we don't have Shishim Ribli Baikimai, we don't have, it's all a Carmelist, so Mela blives like a Chatzah She'enim Urevis, and Mela it's Mutta, because since he passes like a Vanani Bar Sassan, it's only us a Rishus Rabbim, we don't have a Rishus Rabbim. But he brings the re asks, Ravanani Basas is only matter in a chatzir she'enim urevis. But a karmelis is more common in a chatzir she'enim urevis. A chatzir she'enim urevis is a rishus hayachid. It doesn't have an eruv. A karmelis is b'chomet a rishus hayachid. You find the gabi a fire, you'll either bring it into, by the lake, and they were matter to bring to a chatzir she'enim urevis, but they weren't matter to a karmelis. So you can't bring a raya from the Gemara's heter by a chatzir she'enim urevis that's also matter to a karmelis. So he brings Rabbeinu Baruch, the Baal HaSefer HaTshuma, that since we don't have Rosh Hashanah and Mechlal, so there's no Gzeira. So since we don't have Rosh Hashanah and Mechlal, there's no Gzeira, and Mele Tzmuta even to a Carmelis. But the way Taisus brings it down, it's Mashma, that the Pshat is this Altske Beit and Ravanani Bar Sassan. Ravanani Bar Sassan is Matta by Chatzah She'enim Urevis. A Carmelis is more Chomer. A Carmelis is only more Chomer when you have Rosh Hashanah, because then you have Gzeira of Rosh Hashanah. But a Carmelis is not more Chomer then a chatzah she'enim urevis when you don't have rishus urevim. But it's mashma, but if you held like Rav, that it's also even to a chatzah she'enim urevis, a kol shkein filled, it's also even by bayis and chatzah, you wouldn't say this time. You wouldn't say that now we don't have rishus urevim, it's mutter. It's only the chaymer of karmelis over chatzah she'enim urevis is only b'makan that we have rishus urevim. If we don't have rishus urevim, it's not chomer kol kach. That's how Taisus puts it. But it's mashma, if even chatzah she'enim urevis is also, you wouldn't say this after. The guy is Maimini is mashman at its mutter, even if you're like Rav. The whole Xavier is maybe you'll bring it to Shusaram. We don't have Rishusaram, so we don't have the Xavier anymore. So that's one heter. Then Daisus brings another heter, Benu Shimshin, that he brings from Rabbeinu Sar Shalim, that only things that are regilis, Laharis is Asr. The not regilis is mutter. And Nashadi Dan, they never show their Takshitim and Tabisim, and that's why it's mutter. The guy in Shtal Su to this, the Gemara earlier of Isha Chashuva. The Pshat is that man darkel amel of the clearly Isha Chashuva, Isha Chashuva, like darkel the Shalom for Machmi. So here, all the Nashim are like Chashuvas. Like we said then, the Pshat is, it's totally in the Takshit. If the Takshit is something which people do show, even Isha Chashuva is asked to go out with it. But today's Takshitim are not made for showing, because the Nashim that we're the Takshitim, the Haintig and Nashim, they don't show. So male of Takshitim aren't made for showing. Even in the Gemara we had Takshitim that aren't made for showing, that the Nashim aren't ruggled to show, is Mutter. So at Nashim, all their Takshitim are not ruggled to show, so they only have this Heter. But then Taisus fears ice, Saved Avra Amakad Mainim, the Mutaris Lotzis Bam, the Mutter Vishagis Al Mezidais. That's an interesting Lashin. The Mutaris Lotzis Bam, because Mutter Vishagis Al Mezidais.
Mudiv Yishayeg Yishayeg Mezidus doesn't sound like the Mutaris Latzis Ben. It just means you're not Mecha, but they're Aser. The Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch, when he brings down this Deyam, he says, V'yesh Amru, the Medina Asurais, Elakeim Shleish Mudiv Yishayeg Yishayeg Mezidus, the Taka Aser. It's a different Lashon. L'chaya makes more sense. It's Mutiv Yishayeg, it sounds like it's Aser. If it's Taka Aser, so if you know that they will listen, so l'chaya you should tell them. I saw in the Dirshu Mishneh Berurah that Reb Shlomo Zalman and the Minchas Yitzchak and Reb Nissen Karelitz, they were clearing that we say that it's because you have vishus around them. But today, there are cities that have Shishim Ribui, and a lot of Hayin Tekapayiskim say that even if you hold, you need Shishim Ribui, but cities, very big cities like New York or Kadoma, are vishus around me, they're Isa, even if you need Shishim Ribui, they zecha have Tezva Vamais, and they have Shishim Ribui. So lefi zeh, you shouldn't have this heter of Tachshitim. Now you do have the other heter that they don't show them, but it sounds like maybe the Shulchan Aruch needs all three heterim, with the Shishayges, and that Lididom, we don't have Rishus Rabim, and the Svar that they don't show them. They're mitzanded lakan about that. So only Meisif, one thing, that Lachaya, the heter of not showing them, if you say that's the Ike heter, because you say the Minig was already there, Mizman Rishenim, and the heter is because they don't show Takshitim, which Lachaya, it's true, no one shows Takshitim anymore. But the shayla is, what about the Dumma Mishram Leitzvila Shel Mitzvah? What about things that are chaitzitz that you don't have the heter that don't show them? What about the Dumma Mishram Leitzvila Shel Mitzvah? So there is a Arches Chaim from the Rami Lunil, Simon Reish Samachalaf, he says that was only Bizmaneim, that they were Tevil, Samach to the Rosh Hashanah, they were Tevil in the Horus or Mikvayis that were outside. But today, with all the Tevilas Bebayis, you don't have the Akshash Bechlal. So that would be a heter even for the ones that are because of Dilma Shalmei Tefillah Shel Mitzvah.